USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says there hasn't been an increase in foreign fighters for Russia in Ukraine. Press Secretary John Kirby saying Russia has been putting out messages to other countries, especially the Middle East, about having them join Russian forces in their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Kirby also says the United States has had conversations with other countries about getting more supplies to Ukraine.
So these are ongoing discussions that we're having not only with that nation but many others about how to provide Ukraine the kinds of defensive capabilities, to include long-range air defense, that we know that they're comfortable using, they're trained on.
According to the political website Axios, the White House considered giving Americans gas cards to help offset the high gas prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490, 800-630-1490 today,
or at SwissAmerica.com.
President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee for her confirmation hearing on Monday. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis praises Judge Jackson for her work throughout her service.
I, for one, I think you have a strong track record of ethical values, honesty, integrity, respecting others, and endeavoring to be fair, just, and compassionate.
If confirmed, Judge Jackson would become the first African-American woman to serve on the Supreme Court. All students at a North Texas high school are safe after being hit by a possible tornado. Images from inside Jacksboro High School show the gym pretty much destroyed by a storm, with rubble thrown across the basketball court. Jacksboro is about 90 minutes northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. A tornado watch is in place for a large portion of Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration is releasing a statement regarding genocide. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Biden administration on Monday formally declared that Myanmar's military committed genocide and crimes against humanity against the country's Rohingya minority. The announcement comes 5 years after Myanmar's military intensified a bloody campaign against the Rakhine state. Thousands were killed and more than 745,000 people from the mostly Muslim ethnic minority fled to neighboring Bangladesh. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dow lost 201 points on Monday after Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell vowed tougher action to fight inflation. Powell leaving the door open for rate hikes larger than last week's 0.25% increase. A long-time running daytime TV show is calling it quits.
If you're into daytime television, the Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just 3 seasons. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.